White House says no evidence of alien or extraterrestrial activity in shot down objects. By Jacob Bliss on February 13, 2023. The White House says that there is no evidence of any alien or extraterrestrial activity around the recent takedowns of unidentified flying objects in the recent days since the Chinese spy balloon. Following the United States military shooting down multiple objects over the U.S. and Canadian airspace, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said during a Monday press briefing that there was no evidence of alien or extraterrestrial activity. "I just wanted to make sure we address this from the White House. I know there have been questions and concerns about this. But there is no, again no, indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns," Jean-Pierre said. The press secretary's statement comes the day after General Glenn Van Hertsk said, "I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure that out," and that he hasn't ruled out anything when asked during a briefing about if he ruled out an extraterrestrial origin for objects shot down by the U.S. On Sunday, Breitbart News reported that the U.S. military had shot down an unidentified flying object over Michigan, the fourth shoot down in 8 days by the U.S. military. Early in the month, the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon over the Atlantic Ocean off the Carolina coast after it floated over the continental U.S. for days. Despite U.S. officials knowing about the balloon days before it was shot down, the news only broke after American civilians discovered the spy balloon floating over their homes. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, who sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee, argued that the Chinese spy balloon was gathering information on the U.S. infrastructure, not the military installations. "I think they were looking at our infrastructure specifically, our infrastructure, when we're delivering crude and petroleum products from Alaska to the lower 48s," the Oklahoma senator acknowledged. "If you look at the flight pattern, where it came from, where it crossed, it is very suspect to me why that was flying that pattern when they say it's out of control. I don't believe it was one bit. I think they were obviously wanting to see if they could disrupt the supply of petroleum products just in case we went into a conflict with him," he added. All of this ultimately intensified tensions between Washington and China days before President Joe Biden was set to give his State of the Union address. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.